Good morning. I'm Rob Hackel along with Lisa Azizian, and it's time now for our Tech Talk segment every week. David Snell from Act Smart IT in Pembroke joins us as we talk about the latest tech news and things we need to know.
Hello, David. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Rob.
Morning, David. All right, so we're going to talk about something right out of the headlines, and this is something everyone's talking about in some form or another, and that's coronavirus. And this issue has to do with scammers that are taking advantage of fears surrounding the coronavirus. As we know, scammers are there when things are going well. Mm-hmm. Scammers are there when things are going badly. Mm-hmm. And so they come out, and they typically do take advantage of whether it be a natural disaster or some other kind of crisis. Seems like people come out and see if it's a good way to kind of scam people out of money, David.
Exactly right. You've got your thumb on this, on the pulse of this whole problem, Rob. This is what they do. When we're nervous about things that are going on, we're more likely to click on links and look at sites that we really shouldn't be looking at. So one of the biggest things right now is everyone's talking about making their own hand sanitizer. And there are emails and websites and everything giving you all this information as to how to do it. Whether it's true or not, we don't really know. But what does happen in some cases, when you click on that link that's from someone you don't know, it could take you to a website that may have decent information or not, but it could also download malware to your computer.
Mm.
So they're preying on the thirst for knowledge for the coronavirus. And
yeah.
People are getting hit by it.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, once you get going, if it's something that you're concerned about, and I think a lot of people are, and you start to just start going click crazy, right? I mean, Lisa, you might want to just start looking up stuff. We all do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you get interested in a topic, and you just start going really fast and not paying attention.
Down a rabbit hole.
And
yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, and there are tons of legitimate news out there, but yeah, you're going to click something that says make your own hand sanitizer, or how about this one where it says vaccine available, click here.
Oh boy.
Yeah, another one. You know, and I'm sure that if there were a vaccine available, we'd be hearing it on the mainstream media.
Yeah.
Which we're not hearing it
they
at
said
all
it's
right
gonna be
now,
another
so.
Year or so before there is a vaccine, so if you saw a link, do not click on that.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly right, because it's fake, and even if it's not intended to infect your system, it could take you to other areas that might.
Yeah.
You just have to be extremely careful in times like this, all the time, but more so when we're in the middle of an epidemic like we're having right now with coronavirus and affecting so many millions of people around the world. So I saw some news last night that never made it to the mainstream news media this morning, but CBS actually put up a Facebook post, which I don't know who that reporter is, that said that the coronavirus will live for up to 10 days on money. So, since it didn't make the mainstream news this morning or anything else, I'm kind of thinking that it wasn't a legitimate story, but some people may have taken that as legitimate. Then what do you do if your money's infected? You know, it's weird. This is happening.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be a lot of disinformation out there. I mean, I think that the things that they're just talking about is just wash your hands and all the stuff that you would do for anything else
exactly.
that you don't want to get. So,
the best thing for all of us to do is to kind of take a step back, notice what's happening, and only go to the websites that have legitimate information that we need, the FTC, the CDC, and the WHO, the World Health Organization. Those are the three websites, government websites, that would be giving us the information that we need, even if you want to make your own hand sanitizer. If you can do that as an individual, they will have a recipe out there for you. Don't go following somebody on Facebook or Twitter or wherever they might be sending those links from.
Yeah. You know, just things to remember as well,
right.
Because, again, you know, people try to take advantage of these kind of situations, and they want you to click here, or they want you to donate for something that seems like it might be helping out something, but really isn't.
Well, absolutely. You're going to see a lot of those popping up in the next couple of days. They have already started for Italy, because the whole country is quarantined. So they're going to look for donations to help these people.
Yeah, so people will be setting up fake sites to try to take your money and say it's going to help Italy. So, you know, just be careful and go through some kind of reputable organization or someone that you already deal with.
And
always check them out.
Yeah.
And I always tell my mom, too, because she's not online, you know, as much as I am. And I'll always say, just always ask me. So she will sometimes call and say, I got this email about blah, blah, blah. Or she'll send it to me. And I always remind her, you know, never hesitate to do that, because I'd rather you ask than click on something and then realize I shouldn't have done that. So that's something else that I always say, just, you know, just ask, just, you know, check in with me or, you know, like you're saying, these to the CDC.gov, whatever it is, the topic is, you know, find that reputable source.
That's right.
That's what we have to do. So we'll get through all of this. Just take a little bit of time.
There you go. Hand sanitizer. Okay, we'll get your hand sanitizer.
There you go. There's people come in. Yeah, there you go. Just keep giving out the hand sanitizer. All right, David Snell's got all the information you need to know about this. And again, this is just the issue. This is the latest thing that people are scamming, and they'll be back for the next crisis, coronavirus. Follow the headlines. David, where can people go to read more?
Folks can go to my blog on actionaboutit.com, and I do have links there to the reputable websites. And do feel comfortable clicking my links, because they're checked and verified.
All right, that's the way we like it. David Snell.
Thank you, David.
Have a great day.
You too.